And I'd like to highlight just a couple of areas. As you can see, there are three main columns or silos to the organizational restructuring plan. The first one to the right, as I mentioned, there are two major components of this organization. One, it is a business. We are a multi-million dollar business. And so we need to have someone that can oversee that aspect of the building. So in the organization chart, I am placing a person as chief operating officer. And you can see the responsibilities of that particular person. One change in there, if you notice, is that we do have a director of finance, but that director of finance will now answer to the COO of the organization. And as you go down the silo, you can see the different obligations and responsibility that that person will have. Moving toward the middle and to the right of the organization chart, this is the educational enterprise aspect of our school department. I am creating a new position called Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum Instruction and Professional Development. And you can see the responsibilities that this person will have in their charge. Not only the idea of curriculum and instruction on the left-hand side, but on the right-hand side, this is the new aspect of our organization that did not previously exist. We will have a Director of Technology and Grants, a Network Administrator, and the network technician. This will give us the capacity to really allow our students to have the technological expertise that they need and the skills. Now, if you look at that particular column, there's some interesting aspects to that. First of all, it's under that column of instruction and curriculum and professional development. The charge of that department will not just be to take care of machinery, it will be to build the capacity of our staff and how we use technology as a tool to advance teaching and learning. And secondly, there's a component here of the individuals that will make up that department to begin for the first time on a district basis to begin to look for ancillary monies coming into the district through grants that we can support the revenue that we receive from the city and do some of the things that we need to do. So this is an effort to stop the deprivation of our students in giving them the tools and the stuff that they need to be successful in their classroom. Going over to the right, this is a new position of Assistant Superintendent for Educational Services. This is not a new position in the sense that a person will be moving over and rather move into this position, but the responsibilities of this particular silo will be increased. And it will include the positions that you see in the offices that are located underneath that. I just want to let you know that this is the first